This hour, we'll have a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets for the Great Pages Circus, which is at the Allen County Fairgrounds today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So we'll do that. We'll have Friday fail stories as well. It's all overwhelming for me, you know? It's all too much.
It's a lot. It is a lot, yeah.
I'll be okay. Let's get to tabloid trash and see what's happening.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just like did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Brittany alone.
So O.J. Simpson, of course, died last week. And his lawyer's name is Malcolm Laverne. And his lawyer has denied claims that the lawyer's children were present and only the lawyer's children were present when O.J. died. In other words, O.J.'s on his bed passing away. And the lawyer's kids were supposedly there, not OJ's. And the lawyer has always said that is not true.
Yeah, I think his kids came out and said that they were there.
Like, actually, kids were. Actually, it turns out there was one child of OJ's was there.
Oh.
That's pretty good. I mean, one, you know?
Yeah.
See, because how you killed your ex-wife and her friend. So there was one person there, but only one. And that's probably the last we'll ever have to talk about OJ. We really didn't have to talk about him now, did we?
Yeah.
No. Okay, Andy Cohen is not leaving Bravo despite reports. I've, again, been on pins and needles about this.
I didn't even know Bravo was still a thing.
Yeah, I think Bravo is the home of, like, Real Housewives and things like that.
Oh.
So it's surviving pretty much just on that alone. Rumors have been swirling that Andy Cohen has been negotiating a departure package amid recent legal troubles, but it's apparently not true, according to a Bravo spokesperson besides Andy. And Real Housewives stars, if you call them stars, Brandi Glanville and Leah McSweeney have both sued Andy for mistreatment. He denies the allegations. You're a big fan of Chris Young.
I love Chris Young.
Well, if you want to go see Chris Young in concert for free on July 4th, if you can make the trip, he's going to be headlining the 4th of July celebration called Let Freedom Sing in Nashville on July 4th. So, and it's free.
Oh.
So, you know.
Probably won't be busy there at all that day.
Well, that's the downside. And you got to travel as well, obviously. Lainey Wilson has this song out. Everybody wanna be a cowboy. Drive a jumbo with a John Deere. It's called Country's Cool Again. And Lainey says that a wide range of diverse topics and stories is what makes today's country so cool.
I am so proud to be a part of this generation of country music. I think everybody looks different and sounds different and has different stories and comes from different walks of life. And I am so proud of that. And to me, that's what Country's Cool Again means in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, Victoria. Sam Hunt has been following Outskirts as it rises up the charts. If you're a country singer, I would imagine even if you're as successful as Sam Hunt, you still kind of out of the corner of your eye check out the charts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so he's been thrilled with the way it has suddenly, in his mind anyway, it's suddenly taken off.
It felt like it got a good reception at the live show, but it really caught steam, I'd say, in the last, I don't know, month and a half or so, for whatever reason, and has been rolling ever since. And now it's sitting right up at the top of the charts, which I'm grateful for. I can't explain why it caught steam in the last 6 or 8 weeks, but I'm glad that it has.
I think he could pretty much already release like a greatest hits collection if he wanted to.
Oh, absolutely.
Spend time in the kitchen with Hannah.
Yep.
And just kick back and relax. Birthdays. Michael Rey is 36 today. He played Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars 2 and 3. Hayden Christensen is 42 today. Kate Hudson is 45. James Franco is 46. Ashley Judd is 56. Actor Tim Curry is 78, and that's Tabloid Trash. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Coming up, we've got your chance to win a four-pack of tickets for the Great Pages Circus at the Allen County Fairgrounds this weekend. We're going to spin the wheel of bad games, I'm sorry to say.
It'll be interesting then, to say the least.
Yeah, these are games that we've tried that have been rejected, and we're going to bring them out for one last attempt to make them work. That's all coming up. Your chance to win, 419-879-9292. Starting today at the Allen County Fairgrounds, the Great Pages Circus. I'm going to ride the Wheel of Death.
I think you should.
It's also going to be at the Fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday, and we've got a chance to win tickets. We're going to try something. We just do this every once in a while. It's the Wheel of Bad Games. Let's do this.
It's the Wheel of Bad Games.
This is where we take games we've played in the past that have not gone well, and we give them one last try. And it's your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Great Pages Circus for any of one of the shows, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Two adults and two kids. And the number is 419-879-9292. Okay. Are you ready for me to spin the Wheel of Bad Games, Victoria?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let her rip.
Here we go. Up on the wheel this morning. Here are the games. Don't know much about Botkins. The circus is in town. Boy, that's a coincidental one.
Yeah.
Fun with algebra and backyard mushrooms, deadly or delicious. It's landed on the circus is in town, coincidentally enough. Never saw that coming.
No, me neither.
That's a game we've done before that has not done well. But it's your chance to win this morning. 419-879-9292. Here's what we're looking for. We're looking for someone who can identify eight things you would find at a typical circus. Eight things you'd find at a circus. You got to name them in 10 seconds. And I would be terrible at this. 419-879-9292. If you can name eight things you find at a circus in 10 seconds. Hi, what's your... No. 419. Let's see. There we go. Hi, what's your name?
Steve.
Steve, you think you can identify eight things you find at a circus in 10 seconds?
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, you might as well try it, right? What have you got to lose? Okay, And if you're ready, I'm ready, and go.
Peanuts, clowns, elephants, lions, tigers, bears.
You were such... It was such a great start. It was. Like, I thought you had it.
Yeah.
But, it's hard. Once you start to hesitate, it's very tough to recover from. Hi, what's your name?
Jen,
okay, you ready to name eight things you find at a circus in 10 seconds?
Yep.
All right, let's do this and go.
Lions, tigers, bears, monkeys, clowns, balloons, popcorn, cotton candy, bleachers, tents.
Wow, good job.
Yeah, good job. You did it.
You and Victoria are very good at this game. Victoria is always the... What's that?
I said, that's awesome.
Yeah, Victoria is always the guinea pig for this game, and you named 10, and that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, you've won a four-pack of tickets to the Great Pages Circus at the Allen County Fairgrounds, any one of the shows this weekend. You hang on, all right?
Okay.
Okay, and that is...
The Wheel of Bad Games.
It is Friday. That means it's time for Friday Fail Stories. Brought to you by Moran Refrigeration. Moran Refrigeration is a service you can count on, Victoria, with name brands like Maytag, Amana, Frigidaire, Whirlpool, Speed Queen, and more. You ever hear about those Speed Queen washers and stuff? They're like tanks.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Moran Refrigeration for all your refrigeration needs. MoranRefrigeration.com. So there's this guy in Idaho. His name is David Rush. He is trying to set the world record for the most world records. And
okay.
Yeah, so he's well on his way. He actually currently holds 165 world records in the Guinness Book of World Records, and his latest attempt actually went pretty good. His latest entry into the Guinness Book of World Records is for balancing a running lawnmower on his chin.
That's stupid.
Well, he did it, though. How long do you think you could balance a running lawnmower on your chin?
I couldn't, and no one listening should ever try that.
I don't know. I think some of our listeners should. No, okay, fine. Don't. Okay, listen. He did it for 9 minutes and 17 seconds. And the first time he tried this, he was disqualified because the mower he was using didn't have a bag on it. So he buttoned it all up and did it right, got the bag on the mower. 9 minutes! That's amazing.
That's dumb.
The current world record for world records is 180 world records held by a guy named Silvio Saba. Second big thing. This guy went nuts in a Dunkin' Donuts. His name is Antonio Rosario. He's served time for attempted murder. He's been accused by federal authorities of having a loaded gun on him after allegedly going crazy at a Brooklyn Dunkin' Donuts location because employees couldn't fill his order. Can you imagine, like, it's tough enough to be in that kind of business You know,
yep.
And then you have to deal with somebody like this. According to employees, he wanted 6 pumpkin donuts, and they only had 5.
Uh-oh.
So he started screaming, and he went nuts, and he didn't shoot anybody or anything. But last week, he pleaded guilty to federal firearm charges, now facing 6 or 7 years in prison. And he'll be sentenced in July all over a donut. Can you imagine? Why are you in here? Why are you in? Oh, because I...
Those donuts, man. It's a hard time.
Wanted a 6 pumpkin donut. Final Friday fail story. This is crazy to me. Imagine you're driving through downtown with your significant other in the car. You're at a stoplight. Suddenly, a tow truck starts trying to take your car for no reason. You're in the car at a stoplight. This happened in San Francisco. Her name is Joanne. Her last name is withheld. She was running errands with her husband when a truck marked specialty towing started inching uncomfortably close to her car. And then she saw the lever on the truck coming down. And she believes she was targeted by the driver of the tow truck who sped off when the connection to the 2017 Toyota Corolla wasn't successful. Isn't that insane?
Oh my gosh, that's scary.
They've tried to reach out. Media's tried to reach out to specialty towing, but they haven't heard a response. The company, along with 2 others, has been charged by the city of San Francisco for fraud and illegally towing parked cars. And so there's all that. I can't imagine being at a stoplight. That's pretty brazen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Friday Fail Stories, and it's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Coming up, 3 big things, 2 really amazing things in 3 big things. Something involving Hardy and something involving Chris Stapleton, and it is great. It's all ahead. I'm very excited about it, as you can tell.
You are.
Coming up here on The Frog.
3 big things.
3 big things brought to you by Activate Allen County. The first big thing is amazing. This is Hardy. He has done his take on gin and juice. And he's also posed for a picture with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, because he did it with their blessing, so.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if this is like going to be his official single or not. I could see this being a hit, actually.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so here's a little bit of it. See, I thought it was going to be like a true remake.
Yeah.
But it's not at all. It's an original song that borrows from Gin and Juice.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So that's going on. By the way, we've got the lyric video on our website if you want to hear it again. 921thefrog.com. Oddly enough, Travis Denning has commented on this. Travis's big hit was After a Few, and he's going to be at Hamler Country Fest coming up in May. But Travis Denning said, $1 million and 1,000 guesses, I would have failed miserably at the question, what is the next song that Hardy is dropping?
He's so right. Yeah. I don't think any of us would have predicted this.
Yeah, it's cool. I really don't want to stop playing it, but got to move on, I guess. Second big thing. According to a study, this is going to be controversial for sure. This is from a university in the Netherlands. They found that affairs benefit married women more than married men, with women who cheat reporting better self-esteem, life satisfaction, and overall well-being. Now, we're not condoning it necessarily, but...
But it's also not our business what you do.
That's what the study says, yes. It found that men who cheat experienced a decrease in well-being. But women feel better because they were probably dissatisfied with their relationship for a long time, and they get a little boost in happiness or self-esteem. And so, you know, there you have that. Third big thing, something amazing has happened involving Chris Stapleton and John Stamos. This happened on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel has a thing called Wing It and Sing It.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton came out with his guitar, and Jimmy has... Well, cue cards. Have you seen this before?
I think so, yeah.
He's got cue cards with the lyrics that Chris has to improvise and put to a song. And it's about, this one is about John Stamos. It is fantastic. And John Stamos comes out on stage as well. It's It's hilarious. And it's on our website, coincidentally enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's hear it, but okay, I'll go to the website.
Well, I can't play it. I don't have rights to Jimmy Kimmel, so I can't play.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
FCC regulations.
No, it's
copyright
not.
Copyright laws.
There
whatever.
We go. I don't feel like being sued, okay? But we've got it on our website, and it is worth watching. It's about 4 minutes. Chris Stapleton paying tribute to John Stamos. And that's three big things. Brought to you by Activate Allen County. It's 8:14. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. It's Friday, so we'll talk to Deb Helzer of Deb's Dogs. It's Friday. That means Final Friday with Deb Helzer of Deb's Dogs. Brought to you by SignPro Imaging of Lima. Deb, we're always talking about dogs and cats that folks could adopt. What are we talking about today?
We have several puppies, but I'm going to tell you about a little group of bully puppies that we rescued from the dog warden when they were about 5 weeks old. They're absolutely adorable. Not sure what they're mixed with. They probably have some pity in them and maybe something else, but they're really, really cute.
Okay. All right. Well, at 5 weeks old, I would imagine all puppies are nice.
They are. Well, they're older. They were 5 when we got them. Okay. They're probably about 9 weeks old now.
Well, okay. And, you know, me not being a puppy expert, I wouldn't know much about the difference, but they're obviously they're young little cute puppies. How many are there?
Well, there's a total of 5, so I'm going to send you pictures of a couple of them.
Okay. All right. And are they even named yet? Probably not.
Yes, they are. They all have names.
Okay. And so these are not bonded pairs or anything like that?
They can go separate. And they would be one of my foster to adopt programs, which I always explain to people when they call to check, you know, inquire about them.
Well, and yeah, maybe let's take a second to explain that again. Foster to adopt is different from adopting in what way?
When they take the puppies, or, you know, I only do foster to adopt with baby animals that are not old enough to get fixed yet, because I'm 100% on spay and neuter. So I let the family go ahead. You know, they can go ahead and have the puppy, have that bonding time. I cover all expenses through the spay or neuter, and then that day they pay the adoption fee. So it works as a win for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Except for maybe the puppy wouldn't be thrilled about getting spayed or neutered, but... It is a win.
That's a must.
And because I don't know any better, like, what's the average age of spaying and neutering? What's the youngest?
It depends. Sometimes males can be done a little sooner, but right around 5 months.
Okay. So for a few months, a family can foster to adopt, and you'll cover expenses up through the spay and neuter, and then it's their puppy.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And at that point, they can buy them dog tags and you know, officially be their puppy.
Oh, it sounds very sweet. It's a nice happy ending, which is what we want for all these puppies. So,
exactly.
Yeah, rescued from the dog warden, about 9 weeks old now. Let's get these 5 puppies home. So we've got pictures of a couple of them on our website at 921thefrog.com and also on Facebook as well. And that's about all we can really say right now, Deb. We'll just try, and maybe they'll all get adopted. We don't know.
And you know what? You guys do amazing. I appreciate you and SignPro and everybody that supports us, because we couldn't do it without you.
And that's Final Friday, brought to you by SignPro Imaging of Lima. Coming up, Victoria, we've got a little thing called tabloid trash.
Yes, we do.
O.J. Simpson is still dead.
Yeah.
Also, Real Housewives controversy, sort of, to talk about. Also, Lainey Wilson in the headlines, Sam Hunt, and more coming up here on The Frog.